Winter in Kingston can be unpredictable, but a little preparation can help keep your home safe and your utilities running smoothly. If you live in a house, be mindful of where you shovel snow. Keep fire hydrants visible so emergency crews can access them quickly. Avoid piling snow against gas meters or outdoor vents, as blocked vents can lead to dangerous carbon monoxide buildup. Be prepared for power outages. Keep flashlights and batteries handy, charge your devices in advance, and never use propane stoves, barbecues, or generators indoors. They can produce deadly carbon monoxide. And remember, our crews work in all kinds of weather to keep your utilities running. Help keep them safe by slowing down near work zones and giving them space to do their job. For more winter safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com. Stay safe and stay prepared.
Nos mae da, croeso I gynnydd Cymraeg heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's programme, we feature tracks from Welsh compilation albums. Compilation albums have been part of the Welsh music scene since an indigenous Welsh recording industry started off in the 1970s. And initially, Welsh compilation albums were mainly choirs and folk-type music. Rock and pop compilations started appearing on a more significant level in the 1980s. And the golden age of Welsh compilations was in the late 1990s into the early 2000s. In those days, compilations were an important way to discover new artists, and many emerging artists had their first, and in some cases, only appearance on a compilation. These days, with digital music distribution, compilations are less important in breaking emerging artists. And the number of compilations is lower than it was, but several labels, including Sign, Ika Ching, and most recently Libertino, have released compilations in recent years. We'll kick off this week's program with a tune from the Pimpy Ka Ching album. This is Palenko with Govan Question.
Thank you.
That was Govan Question from Palenko. The I Ka Ching label was founded in 2011 in Clanuchlin, but they have possibly relocated since that time. The label's first release was from the Clan Rus-based band Janjaneiro, and they mainly, but not exclusively, release rock and alternative material. I Ka Ching has notably been known for having anniversary compilations, and there were compilations on their 5th and 10th anniversaries, with the latter being delayed by a year due to the pandemic. These have been notable for having otherwise unreleased tracks and alternative versions on them, and consequently, they have been very interesting to listen to. One group that was on the Pimpy Ka Ching, Five for Ka Ching album, was Palenko, who were a band with members from Dufferin Conway and Clanuchlin, who mainly did rock-styled material. Another label that has become very significant on the Welsh music scene is Libertino, who also mainly released material from alternative and alternative rock bands. Libertino was founded in 2016, and they primarily, but not exclusively, have artists from Carmarthenshire and Cardiff. Notable artists on their roster have included Adwaith, Los Blancos, and Pepper Wall, and Libertino released their first compilation album in 2025 called Swigod, which includes their better-known artists, as well as some who had fewer releases on the label. One notable band on Libertino is Sister Wives, an all-female alternative band from Sheffield in England, who do around half their material in Welsh. They released their first Libertino album in 2022, and they've released further singles in 2025. From the Swigod album, this is Sister Wives with Rune Crudo here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was Ruin Crudo from Sister Wives. Signed Records, the leading Welsh record label, has continued to release compilations on a regular basis in recent years. And one of their most interesting recent releases was the Stavexpr signed T. Gwerin album, which was curated in part by those working at the T. Gwerin tent at the Eisteddfod. This album has a range of traditional music, from the alt-trad music that we heard last week to more traditional forms of the genre, and it was a very interesting release. One of the most impressive tunes on the album was from the duo Elena Karras, who won the Battle of the Bands T. Gwerin competition at last year's Eisteddfod. From the Stavexpr signed T. Gwerin album, this is Elena Karras with Agwithiad.
Gwydd dewch yn hyd, dewch yn hyd. Y gwisiaid yn y gwydd dewch ynghyd. Y gwisiaid yn y gwydd rhoi tarong olau di. I gadw'n traed yn rhydd, mae hi'n bryd, mae hi'n bryd. I gadw'n traed yn rhydd, mae hi'n bryd.
That was a gwisiaid from Eleanor Carus. You're listening to Cynnydd Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Sign Records is based near Caernarfon, and they released a compilation called Coffee, Covey Rock. People from Caernarfon are known as Coveys, which featured mainly artists from Caernarfon and the surrounding area. The album came out in 1991 and included some artists who eventually got to be fairly well known, notably Beganis from nearby Winevar, who later became better known under the name Big Leaves. One band on the album was Kaffi Vadasi from Bala, whose members were students at the local secondary school, and they started in 1989. The tracks of theirs on Covey Rock were their first recorded output, and they recorded an EP in 1994, but they disbanded at some point after its release. From the Covey Rock album, this is Kaffi Vadasi with Rhiannon.
Now you know,
That was Rhiannon from Cathy Vadasi. Another more recent compilation from Sign Records was Dali Bridwidio, Canyonar Utdegai, which featured rock music from Sign's catalogue from the 1980s. The 1980s was a period where there were an increasing number of rock bands performing in Welsh, and this was really the first decade where a sustained Welsh rock scene had been happening. A well-known artist on the album was Steve Eaves, who had been active on the Welsh music scene since the 1970s after he moved to Wales and started performing in Welsh. His style was mainly rock singer-songwriter, varying between more upbeat material to quite introspective numbers. From the Dali Bridwidio Canyonar Utdegai album, this is Steve Eaves with Cocaine.
I'm
That was Cocaine from Steve Eaves. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a track from the Dana Counter 2 album. The Dana Counter series of compilations was organized by the now-defunct Welsh Music Foundation and was aimed at secondary school students, with the CD and later downloads being distributed for free. The CDs were also available at Welsh shops and other locations. The three albums were released between 2005 and 2008 and featured a mix of artists who were popular at the time and emerging artists. One of the artists on the Dana Counter 2 album was Suki Boscawen, an alternative performer who made a big impression with her early album Kuchar Kaching. This is Suki Boscawen with one of her best-known tunes, Adar an Nevoid. That was Adar an Nevoid from Suki Boscawen. You're listening to Cadhain Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cave Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Jokavar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/edreed1. Croeso et al. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from Aaron Periglis from the Celtia Rock compilation. This is Glauogeth. That was Glauogeth from Aaron Periglis. Celtia Rock was a compilation that was organized by the Celtic League and released by Sign Records in 1987. It featured tunes from each of the six Celtic nations: Wales, Scotland, Ireland, Isle of Man, Cornwall, and Brittany, in their own native languages. And each nation generally had two contributions on the CD. The style of music on the album varied from punk to folk rock, and there were some great tracks on it, including from, notably, the Breton group EV. The two Welsh contributions were from the more alternative end of the spectrum, and in addition to the punk band Anreven, the other group was Aaron Periglis, an alternative group from North Wales that was active from the mid-1980s into the mid-1990s. When the USA and its allied nations threatened to attack Iraq in 2003, there was widespread opposition, and on a wider level, this included the largest protest march ever seen in London. In Wales, there was also widespread opposition, including among most Welsh musicians, and a compilation album was organized by Sign Records fairly quickly in early 2003. The resulting album was called Cluishly Sai Plant, Listen to the Children's Voices, or as I call it, Dim Rivel, No War. And it was released after the war started with a mix of previously recorded tunes along with some that were specifically written and recorded for the compilation. One artist who appeared on the album was Estella from Blind Eye Fastidiog, who had a fairly unique mainstream to melodic rock sound. Unlike most musicians from Blind Eye Fastidiog, Estella did some of their material in English, but their most memorable tunes were in Welsh, including this one. This is Estella with Rivel here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Rivol from Estella. Gwledda, A Feast of Welsh Music, was an album that was organised by the Arts Council of Wales in 2017, and its main role was to promote Welsh music outside of Wales. I'm not sure if the CD ever was available in Wales itself, but I picked up a copy for free at a Welsh event near Washington, D.C. The album mainly featured traditional music on it, but it also included a track by the hip-hop artist Mr. Formula. One of the groups that appeared on the album was A+, but I had never heard of them previously, and they could have been a project from musicians active in other groups. From the Gwledd album, Gwledda, this is A+ with Guthlan Gavel. That was Guthlan Gavel from A+. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. In the late 1990s, the Radio Cymru Ram Jam series of programs were the rock and pop programming strand. They produced a series of three compilations based on studio sessions for the programs, which were released on signed sublabel Cry. The first of these came out in 1996, with the last appearing in 1998, and these had a mix of established and emerging artists. For some of the emerging artists, their appearance on these compilations was their early recorded output, and one of these bands was Family Dog, a blues rock outfit from North Wales, which was Rian Mostyn's first band. From the Ram Jam Saturday album, this is Family Dog with More Weir.
Mother
That was More Weir from Family Dog. We'll finish off this week's program with a track from the Breathe Whittion Project compilation from 2013. From this album, this is Arangan with Tavoddy Tavod, one of their best tunes. That was Tavoddy Tavod from Arangan. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed. And we'll have a new program for you next week. Huvar Matro.
Tu as 14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir $850 pour soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit $150 pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevive.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Boehner's Eau Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Boehner's with Claire. Go stream.